For the sunny side of sports with Sonny Young. Hello, Sonny.
Hello, Yeheus.
Sonny, I understand you're beginning with the Cricket World Cup.
Yeheus, England defeated neighbor Scotland by 119 runs Monday for its first victory at the Cricket World Cup. The match was played at Hagley Oval in Christchurch, New Zealand, which is co-hosting the 14-nation cricket extravaganza with Australia. The final score from Hagley Oval, England 303 for 8 in 50 overs, Scotland 184 for 42.2 overs. The man of the match was left-handed batsman Moeen Ali, who scored 128 runs for England. England's win over Scotland followed losses to co-hosts New Zealand and Australia. Scotland, meanwhile, lost to New Zealand by 3 wickets in its opening match. In action Sunday at the Cricket World Cup, the Proteas of South Africa lost to India by 130 runs in Melbourne, Australia. It was a humiliating defeat for South Africa. So says team captain A.B. de Villiers.
It's a big knock for us, you know, to get beaten by 130 runs. It's almost embarrassing. You never want to lose by that amount of runs. You always want to be a competitive team. Feel like you're always in the game. You've got a chance to win games. Just not our day, I'd say. It's difficult to put it down to exactly where we went wrong. Quite a few areas where we just didn't play as well as we wanted to. Started pretty slow with the ball in hand. Difficult to make breakthroughs throughout the day, and at the end of the day, I thought it was probably a 275, 280 par kind of wicket. We actually did well to keep them down to 307, and I felt we had a chance halfway through the game, but unfortunately just lost our way completely with a bat in hand.
South Africa's cricket captain says the Proteas will now try to regroup ahead of their next match.
We'll have to start strategizing on how we're going to recover and regroup as a unit, and we'll put all our focus on Friday against the West Indies. It's a big game for us, and it's a must-win in Sydney.
Meanwhile, before the West Indies plays South Africa in Sydney, the Windies will challenge Zimbabwe on Tuesday in Canberra, Australia's capital. The West Indies has one win and one loss, the same record held by the Chevrons from Zimbabwe. Taking a look at the Pool B table, India leads after Sunday's big victory over South Africa. India has the maximum 4 points from 2 matches. The West Indies is next, followed by Ireland, Zimbabwe, and South Africa, which all have 2 points. The United Arab Emirates and Pakistan are at the bottom with no points. Turning to African club football, Antoine Satif of Algeria is the 2015 African Super Cup champion. The VOA's Nightline Africa sportsman, Shagun Dot on the Spot Adeyemi, reports.
Good evening, Africa. Algerian football club Antoine Satif has won the African Super Cup. Antoine Satif became the first Algerian club to win the Super Cup after beating Egyptian giant Al Ahly in a dramatic penalty shootout on Saturday in Blida, Algeria. The one-off match between the African Champions League and the CAF Confederation Cup winners ended in a dramatic fashion as Emad Mutiab scored 4 minutes into stoppage time to equalize 1-1 for Al Ahly. But Setif survived the nail-biting finale to triumph 6-5 on penalties, converting all of its kicks before fullback Bassem Ali missed for Ali. Setif, winner of the 2014 Champions League on the away goals rule, had taken the lead at the Mustafa Cheka Stadium after 70 minutes through Abdelmalik Ziaya. Ali is a 6-time winner of the CAF Super Cup, including the last 2 editions. It was the first time since 1994 that Ali has tasted defeat in the CAF Super Cup. 21 years ago, the Red Devils lost to bitter rival Zamalek in the 1994 edition, held in Johannesburg, South Africa. CAF President Issa Hayatou, assisted by Algerian Minister of Youth and Sports Mohamed Tami, presented the giant trophy to ES Setif captain Meluli amid cheers from the ecstatic crowd. In addition to the trophy, the Black Eagles, as ES Setif is known, also got $75,000 in cash prize. Reacting to the victory, ES Setif coach Kredim Madui hailed his club's triumph, saying it was at the better side of luck. Madui, who has joined the rare list of coaches to have won both the CAF Champions League and the CAF Super Cup, said, "I'm proud to win this title. Ali gave us problems, but that did not stop us from believing. It was a tough match against a strong opponent. We know penalties depend hugely on luck, and we were lucky in the end." The coach hailed goalkeeper Kedaria, calling him the ES Setif's savior. With the CAF Super Cup taking the club's trophy haul to 23 titles, Madui finally declared that ES Setif has now joined the elite class of African football. Reacting to his team's loss, Al Ahly coach Juan Carlos Garrido absolved his players of blame. "We were better in almost all aspects of the game, made good passes, and better in possession. Even when we were behind, we came back strongly and equalized," Garrido said at the post-match press conference. "We missed many chances that could have secured the match for us. ES Setif's goal was by chance. I cannot blame my players. They did a great job." Thanks so much for listening. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Segun Adeyemi in Lagos.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
Voice of America, VOA, Washington.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Just ahead on the Sunny Side of Sports, my VOA colleague James Buddy will have a Black History Month segment on a basketball great who celebrated his 64th birthday on Sunday.
Yesterday is Sunday, 1950. Basketball star Julius Winfield Irving was born in Hempstead, New York. His acrobatic moves on the court won him the nickname Dr. J. His career as an NBA player began in 1976 with the Philadelphia 76ers and lasted until 1987. During that time, Dr. J led the 76ers to the NBA Finals four times and won the championship in 1983. He was also an All-NBA first team selection five times and averaged about 22 points per game.
On Dr. J, who celebrated his 64th birthday on Sunday, our VOA basketball fans might be interested to know that Dr. J does, in fact, hold an honorary doctorate degree from the University of Massachusetts, where he played in college. Having left college early to pursue a professional basketball career, Dr. J returned to the University of Massachusetts and earned a bachelor's degree in 1986 in creative leadership and administration fulfilling a promise he had made to his mother. And while Dr. J's NBA career, as James Buddy mentioned, began in 1976 with the Philadelphia 76ers, his professional basketball career began in 1971 with the Virginia Squires in the now defunct American Basketball Association. And yes, this 54-year-old youngster has fond memories of my dad bringing me to the Norfolk Scope Arena, where I watched Dr. J make his first professional house calls with the Virginia Squires. In more basketball news, All-Star Kevin Durant of the Oklahoma City Thunder had surgery Sunday to alleviate pain in his right foot. The Thunder does expect Durant to return during the regular season. Oklahoma City's general manager, Sam Presti, says a screw was replaced from Durant's October operation for a broken bone in his left foot. Kevin Durant has been hobbled much of this season. He's played in just 27 games because of the broken foot, a sprained right ankle, and a sprained left big toe. Durant is the second All-Star in recent days to be sidelined. Chris Bosh of the Miami Heat will miss the rest of the NBA season because of blood clots on his lungs. Finally, Michael Phelps has taken the plunge and gotten engaged. The 18-time Olympic gold medalist announced on Twitter that he's marrying Nicole Johnson, who was Miss California in 2010 and has dated the swimmer on and off the past few years. The engagement comes as the 29-year-old Phelps is finishing a six-month suspension from USA Swimming for his second drunken driving arrest. The suspension ends on March 6th. Michael Phelps, the gold medalist, engaged to be married. I'm VOA.